Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.
If ever you have looked at the possibility of getting plastic surgery and thought, well, I want to look better and possibly younger, I don't want to look like one of those people who's, quotes, had work done. Well, if you are an A-lister, there is a person that you can call. I'm sure you can call them anyway, even if you're not an A-lister, but there is a person who the A-listers do call, and that is Cindy Jackson. Cindy Jackson is not a cosmetic surgeon. She is a cosmetic surgery advisor. So if you have any questions, you can fire them in to 53106 or 087-1400-106, and she is with us this morning. Morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Anton.
It is lovely to talk to you. Before we get into the details of the cosmetic surgery, give us a quick potted history of how one becomes a plastic surgery advisor.
Well, one doesn't. I was the first, and I'm still the only one who works the way I do in the entire world. I started having cosmetic surgery in the 80s, 40 years ago, and I used cosmetic surgery in a way that had never been done before, because I'd been an art student and I didn't really like my facial proportions, which were technically incorrect. And I had studied how the Renaissance masters had quantified beauty. So when they would create a statue or sculpture, a painting, they would have a scientific method to decide how far apart the eyes go, what the size of the nose, essentially how to design a face that would be appealing to most viewers who saw their art, and so they could get commissions and patronage and things like that. So I applied all these principles to my face using cosmetic surgery. And no one had ever done it before, so I got quite a lot of attention, including media exposure, and then people started contacting me for advice, which I never in a million years thought would happen. It wasn't part of my plan, but I went with it. And I've been doing that now for 4 decades.
So across that 4 decade period, there is no way to avoid asking the personal question, what did you get done?
Oh, what didn't I get done? Well, I had a very forensic way of deciding about the surgery I needed. I didn't just go for fads like a lot of people do. I didn't have surgery where it wasn't indicated. I improved everything that could be improved, because for me, the goal isn't perfection, it's maximum improvement. I've certainly achieved that. So I've had my nose done, 3 facelifts. I've had resurfacing on my skin with chemicals, lasers, fat transfer, putting fat from one place where I didn't want it to places I did, on my face in particular, lip augmentation. Well, actually, it wasn't augmentation. It was a lip lift, which appears to be an augmentation because it makes the lip appear larger and better proportioned. I've had liposuction. I don't have any implants in my body or my face, and I don't have Botox or fillers, unusually, because they're not really my thing. I think they do create inflammation, and I'm also very much into health, longevity, and anti-aging. So that's not compatible. You know, creating inflammation and putting things into the body that don't belong there are not part of my anti-aging long-term strategy.
Now, I have to ask another rude question, because if this was TV, people would be able to draw their own conclusions, but it's radio. Yeah. And I know there will be people who are sitting listening to this going, I bet she looks like she's had a lot of work done. Do you look like you are naturally occurring, or do you look like somebody has worked on you?
People are always shocked when they see me because they say I look like I've had nothing done. And that's the goal. Natural, convincingly young results are the holy grail of cosmetic surgery outcomes. Because if you look like you've had surgery, that defeats the purpose. You want people to look at you and think, wow, she looks great. Not, wow, that's a good facelift. You know, so it's essential that for me, myself and my clients, in particular, who are in front of the camera and on the silver screen where their face is 15 feet tall, you cannot they cannot afford to have visible signs of surgery.
So tell us then, what are the absolute try to avoids and what are the sort of top three or four you should really have this done?
To avoid, I would say useless tweakments. There's one new one every week, so I can't really list them. They come out nonstop. They're money spinners for clinics. And the latest fads, never subscribe to something that's just, you just see splashed all over the papers, oh, it's the latest thing. The latest thing isn't necessarily the best thing. Otherwise, it would be called the best thing, not the latest thing. So, and misinformation, double and triple check everything that you read, because the number one cause of patient disappointment is believing misinformation, and it is rife. And I would also say, I believe in the what's called one and done in the business. You have a facelift that's beautifully executed and takes 15 years off of you. You don't have 15 years of useless tweakments where you spent the money you could have spent on a facelift and you end up looking worse than you started.
Well, now hang on for a moment, Cindy. You yourself said that you are on your third facelift. Where's one and done there?
I have them every 15 years.
Do you? So you're due another in about 5 years?
Yes, yes.
So what age were you when you had your first one then? You must have been very young to have a facelift.
I had a lower facelift when I was 34 because I had a saggy jaw and double chin. It was just a mini facelift. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a full deep plane facelift like I went on to have.
Now, how do people know the point at which to call a halt? Because you see a lot of stars, obviously I won't pick out any in particular, but you see stars where you think they're having very good work done, they're not really aging, and then over quite a short period of time they go, whoa, what happened?
Well, it's funny. I could draw a corollary there with Keith Richards, and people used to say, why did so many of your friends die of drug overdoses and you didn't? And he said, because they kept wanting to get higher and higher. When you want to hit that high and maintain it, you don't keep taking more drugs to get higher because then you end up dead. It's the same with facelifts. When you look really good, you maintain that plateau for as long as possible. When it starts to age or look like you want to tweak it a bit, that's when to do it. You just don't, you know, you see people in the papers who've had, they just keep having things done week in and week out, and they look ridiculous. And it's a different kettle of fish to what I do. I just don't believe in any of that. And you have to be realistic about your expectations, and you have to look in the mirror and see what everybody else sees, which is not always easy.
How do you find the right doctor as well? Because presumably, particularly in America where you've got privatized medicine and in some states you've relatively limited controls over who gets to call themselves a plastic surgeon, the doctor is hugely economically incentivized to say, oh yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Not the best doctors, because you have to wait months to get in to see the best doctors. And they can pick and choose their patients, and they're not interested in selling. They're more interested in maintaining a practice that's manageable for their time and energy. So one way to tell, I suppose, is if you can get in and have an operation the next day, that's a red flag to me. So yeah, there are some unethical doctors out there, but there are also some marvelous, amazingly talented doctors. It's very hard to tell which ones are which, but for me, as a rule of thumb, because I'm a bit of a nerd, I like facts. I have a passion for research. And I like my doctors to be more scientific kind of guys, not showbiz, Instagram stars or TV doctors. I like a proper doctor who's interested in patients and wants to be a doctor, not a celebrity.
Lastly, Cindy, where did you learn the diplomacy that must be required with the gig? Because I assume if somebody sits down opposite you and says, what do you think I should get done? You have to be very careful about saying, well, the nose is off, we need to fix that. I'd suggest completely altering your jawline. God, the skin tone is horrendous.
Well, there is a secret to that, Anton, and that is, for example, if I have someone with a very, very prominent nose who comes to see me, I don't assume it's the nose that they want fixing, because sometimes it could be something, you know, they might like that characteristic. So what I do is I say, what is it you would like to change? What bothers you? You know, why, what have you been thinking about having done, and why have you come to see me? I let them speak and tell me the issue.
And I assume as well that you have to be careful about making somebody, taking that which is distinct, because not all beauty is symmetrical perfection, or is it?
Symmetry is beauty, yes, but certain characteristics, like, again, prominent nose or specifically hooded eyes, they can be a characteristic, and you must be very careful about preserving these characteristics. However, as we age, the nose will get bigger. So a rhinoplasty for an older person can be anti-aging, and it can also be putting that nose a bit more back to what it was in their 20s or 30s.
Cindy, really appreciate you coming on. Thank you. Cindy Jackson there. And if you want to see what Cindy looks like, or if you want to download her book, because her book is How Not to Get Botched, and it is an ebook available on cindyjackson.com. And she has an awful lot of advice and guidance up there as well. So that is cindyjackson.com.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.